Majid Wahawin Shinagalva, August Falchigi, Clumber in Yuv. We're with you right through until 12 o'clock and we have a jam-packed show on community matters. We'll be giving you an introduction to the area with farmers and anglers and blow-ins to the area. We're also looking at some of the issues in the area with the community council. As well as that, we look at history, heritage. We have a man who's doing a lot of adventuring stuff in the area and he's doing it for a worthy cause as well. We have sport from Clumber, we have some music live here for us, and we have plenty of crack and kyol along the way as well. Stay with us, and if you're down in the area, pop in to Chivurca. A very good morning to you from Clumber. Good morning, you're welcome to Community Matters with John Morley from Clonbur on Friday the 19th of April 2024. If you want to get involved and send in your texts and WhatsApps, do to our number 086-3833-553. You can phone reception on 091-770-077 and email comments at goibayfm.ie. I must say it's a beautiful morning here in Clonbur. The view out the back window of Chivurca, Burke's Bar and Restaurant, is absolutely stunning. Although it is a little bit overcast, I must say it's great to see that type of scenery, and it's a beautiful part of the county as well. Delighted to say I'm joined in Burke's Bar by two gentlemen. We have Tom O'Sullivan and Ed Colson. You're both very welcome onto the programme today, gentlemen. Tom, I'll start with you. You're known locally as Tom Doc.
Man, yeah, come on, John. Thanks. Yeah, I'm known locally as Tom Doc. We've a thing in the parish here. You'd often take your father's name or your mother's name. And my father was Doc Sullivan. He was the GP in the area for about 30 years. He was actually from the area. So there was a lot of Sullivans around here. So I was given his name. So I'd be known as Tom Doc. I could have easily been known as Tom John or Tom Peter or Tom Rose. But yeah, he was known as Doc. So I got the moniker Tom Doc.
And am I going to get in trouble having you on now? Because I know you're from the parish, but you're from the Cornamona side.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. Hopefully there'll be a truce now for the day that everybody will be allowed in. Yeah, I'm from the parish of Clonmore, but I'm actually from Cornamona, just over the road. Yeah, I mean, like, growing up, it was a parish thing and everything. Like, we all played football for Clonmore here.
Yeah, and you are one of the anglers in the area, and there's great fishing to be had between the two lakes.
Yeah, there really is, and, like, to be honest here, we're right where Clonmore is situated here. It's right between the strip of land between Loch Corrib and Loch Mask. If you ever look at a map, you just see a little strip of land. So, like, between you on one side and the other side, you've nearly, I think it's, to use old money, 65,000 acres of fishing ground. Yeah, so.
And it's a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. You're here and you're looking back, as you said, looking out the window here, you're looking at Mount Gable and the mountains to the west just start. Like, you have the Mam Turks heading off back towards Clifton direction. If you look up north towards Stormacady, you have the Dirks and the Partrie Mountains. It's beautiful.
But you talk all about the angling and the fishing, and which lake is better now, first of all?
Well, that would be an ecumenical matter.
I wonder where you heard that from.
I always hedge for a car, but then I grew
bet
up
you do.
I grew up in the banks of it, and on the shores of it. Look, each lake has its own charm. I'll be very diplomatic here. Each lake has its own charm.
Well, what's different about them? I'll put it that way to you.
Well, the good thing about them, and I'm an angling guide and I bring people out, is they fish better at different times.
Okay.
So that's really good for me. So if I've lads, like, for example, today I've two lads, that's why I'm here, because fair play to you, I've lads to bring out now shortly. I'll be going out in the lake at 10 o'clock. We were going to go to Mask, but I was chatting to a lad who was on Mask yesterday, and he said, not great. And we had good fishing on Corrib yesterday, so I said to the guys last night, I said, lads, you know, we stick on Corrib tomorrow. So great. So that is the absolute beauty. And that's why Clonbur was so popular as a fishing destination. You go back over 100 years, because where it was situated, you had close proximity to both lakes.
And when you say fishing, trout or what fish?
Yeah, sorry, I'm kind of tunnel visioned here.
Take it back a bit.
Of course, trout. Yeah, but I mean, all I think of is trout. Now, that is the one little advantage that Corrib had. Corrib has salmon.
Okay.
Yeah, Mask doesn't, because the river that goes from Corrib to Mask, or for drains Mask to Corrib, goes in under the limestone there between Akong. So that very rarely will salmon transfers that or go up it.
And is it brown trout or what type of trout?
It's brown trout. They're known as brown trout. So basically they're trout that stay in the lakes. They spawn in the rivers in the winter. Then they return to the lake. The eggs hatch. the young trout will stay there for a certain period of time till they get to a certain size, and then they will migrate down to the lakes and get big and fat in the lakes there.
And it's a huge business here as well, because I was talking to a man who was in Personage early on. He comes from Macroom and he's here every year for the last 37 years. But it's big business.
That would be another Tom,
would
it?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it's
big. He's big up in the vintners as well, but go on.
Yeah. And to give him, well, I might be Doc and he's swanky.
He was swanky this morning, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, it is big business. I mean, like, Tom runs the Vintners competition, which is here in September, which is a huge event. Mm. And then we have Thomas runs the Burke Open here in March. They're two huge events. Each of them attract like well in excess of over 100 anglers each time for 2-day events, which is like big in the competition scene. And they're great. They get people to the area and everything, you know. So it's those two periods. And also, I was saying to you earlier on, Mayfly time.
Yeah.
They're huge here. Mayfly time is carnival time here. Really, it is.
And you're a fishing guide. Mm. Who are the biggest people you've brought out in the lakes? Because I know we're close to a lot of tourists, hotspot, a lot of Americans come in for the likes of Ashford Castle, etc. Who are the biggest names you've brought out in the lakes?
Or the people I'm allowed to say.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't sign an NDA with these ones, no?
No, I look, you bring out a lot of people. I haven't hit any of the celebrity A-lists. I've had a few people out. I used to bring out John Watson, the former Grand Prix driver.
Wow.
Yeah. He was very good. He told me a lot of stories about the Grand Prix thing, which was great, actually.
Oh,
really,
yeah,
interesting.
Netflix series, is it? But,
there was the one, no, this was prior to that, because okay. He used to do commentary. If you remember, he used to do the commentary all the time. And he'd all the inside stories and things. And it was really good. But the thing about, and I was saying that they're trout fishing is very much across the board. Mm. It's not an exclusive thing. The lakes are free. So, you know, it's not exactly, you know, you get a really broad mix. You know, you could be bringing out, as I said, former Grand Prix drivers one day and tradesmen the next day.
And where do you find most of the people come from? Do people come from the UK? Do they come from different parts of the country to come and fish on the lakes?
Well, I find myself at the moment, we're getting a huge amount of Irish people.
Oh. You
know? Yeah. There's a real booming on Irish people, particularly with me. We still get a lot from the UK. Mainland Europe, not as many, because we're mainly fly fishing here.
Yeah.
And fly fishing is very popular in the UK and in Ireland, not as popular in mainland Europe. There are other parts, let's say in Ireland, Loch Derg and places like that, which do a lot of spin fishing, a lot of predator fishing, and they would attract more of the continental Europeans, but we're very much to the fore in fly fishing here.
Okay, now the lakes, they can be a dangerous place at times. You know, the Corrib mask and rescue boats, they do great work. What have your most difficult times in the lake been like?
Yeah, that's one thing. Well, it's a bit of a boon for us guides as well, because to be honest with you, I wouldn't recommend going out on the lakes on your own for the first time, particularly mask. I mean, I'm still always very wary going out on mask. Mask, while it is a smaller lake, is a much more open body of water.
Mm.
And with the Partue Mountains right beside it, the wind can whip down, build up a really big wave, and then there's just, on the eastern shore, it's just reefs all over the place. The level of the lake fluctuates a lot. So what was clear water a month ago could suddenly be just a minefield of jagged limestone rocks.
Okay.
So you have to be very careful. Like I was saying to you earlier, I remember one year we got caught out. We headed out and the forecast was to change from a southeast wind to a southwest. We went over from here. It was the Vintners, actually.
Okay.
It was the Vintners. And we headed over and we went to fish over at Churchfield, expecting the wind to go southwest. And it didn't. And it got up southeast, blown right in. And we had to wait on the shoreline for 3 hours, pulled in.
Wow.
Before we could chance coming back. And when we came back, I had a timber boat at the time. And it broke a rib in the timber boat coming down in one wave. So.
Wow. Stark warning for people. And in terms of the best days you've had out in the lakes, what memories stick out in your mind?
Just getting out there. My own memories, and they're very dear to me, is fishing with my dad.
Okay.
I'll never forget that. I had some great times with my dad. I remember, like, and this is pertinent here, just back the road here, he never fished mask much.
Okay.
It's gas, yeah, he never fished mask much. But it was in the day, when he was growing up, your boat was, like his boat was in Cernamona. That's where he fished.
Mm.
He didn't go anywhere else. Now we trailer boats and we go every place.
Mm.
But I have a great memory of just outside Red Island years back. And at this stage, I remember he was 83 and we pulled in from a wave because he was getting uncomfortable in the big wave. And there's a shallow just off Red Island here, which is just off Petersburg.
Yeah.
And just coming into it, he hit a fish and I think he was 3.5. And I'll never forget the look on his face.
3.5 pounds.
3.5 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, sorry, 3.5 pounds, not 3.5 years. He might have been. Never asked him. But the look on his face, it was his best ever fish from mask. And and things like that, they're very dear to me. And I quite often, when I'm guiding, get to bring out father and sons or fathers and daughters or families. And they're special to me because I know from my own experience how much it meant to me.
It's definitely one of those memories that people won't forget. In terms of Clonburr and the village here, because I know you said Cornamona, but in terms of your memories from Clonburr, what stands out?
Oh, I think growing up here, we used to have great crack because we were saying, you were talking about between Clonburr and or between Loch Mask and Loch Carb. And I remember, like, when we were playing football, we'd be having the argument of which lake was better. Because when we were that age, I mean, all we had when I was growing up, and that was the 80s, you had football and you had fishing.
Mm.
And everybody was at fishing then, and I'm sure we'd be saying, oh, Carb was better, and all that. The Clonburr lads here, Donzie and Desmark, saying, no, Mask is way better. And then I remember then when I got to know out of Clonburr fishing well, it's just like it opened up a whole new place to me. But the whole thing of it and just how much fishing was, I remember bringing friends down here from a couple of friends from Dublin, and they couldn't get over when they came in here into the pub. I was saying that everybody was talking about fishing, and it was just, you know, and like, you're in here in May and the whole place is full of fishermen, and my mate from Dublin couldn't get over this was brilliant, it's fantastic, because he never experienced this. Then I have another mate, Fozzie from Cornamona, I remember it was, he walked in and everybody's, they were cast, and if you looked at the word loser fishing, hitting fish and this fish and everything, I said, and he just rolled his eyes up to heaven, and I said sorry, do you speak trout? And he says, a little, but I'm not fluent, he says, and walked out. So, you know, because you can be a bit of overkill on fishing here during May time.
Yeah, it's fishy, all right. Yeah. Tom, I know you need to get out in the lake. Thanks for joining us. We are also joined here in Burke's Bar by Ed Colson. Ed, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
You're blowing to the area, Ed. Yes, talk to us about your journey. It started when there was a change of legislation in the UK.
That's true. It had nothing to do with fish. at least as far as I know. Yeah. When we moved here, I'll tell you the story in a second, but when we moved here, you know, everyone assumed I came here because of the fishing, you know, and I had to disappoint everybody over and over again. You know, I didn't know anything, still don't know anything about fishing, but not for want of trying from a few friends who've tried to, shout out to Jürgen in particular, who always tried to get me rod in hand, but it's never actually panned out. The reason we moved here, it's a strange one, and I mean, there's plenty of blow-ins in Clonburr, and they've arrived here through different reasons, through choice, through circumstance or whatever, and in our case, it was sort of a mixture of both. And when I tell people the story of why we ended up in Ireland, they honestly still find it a bit hard to understand, and they think that I must be mistaken. And the reason is because it was back in 2012, and in the UK you had David Cameron in as the Prime Minister and Theresa May as the Home Secretary, right? Mm. And I was living overseas with my wife Anya. We wanted to move back to the UK, but we discovered that they changed the rules, and the reason they changed the rules is because they wanted to make it extremely difficult for people to settle in the UK. British people to settle in the UK. So even if you're a British person and you just happen to be married to somebody who was not European, they applied these new rules to you, which made it very, very difficult. They set things like a minimum salary threshold, which increased if you had children by several thousand pounds, right? And so this had the intended effect. And actually thousands and thousands of people found themselves effectively unable to move home to their home country of Britain.
Wow.
Whether they might be married to Russians or South Africans or Canadians or Americans or whatever, or Japanese people, whatever it might be, you know, if you were married to a non-European spouse, suddenly these new rules applied to you, and for almost half the working population, they wouldn't have been able to meet those conditions. So thousands and thousands of people started looking for somewhere else to live, and that included us, and we just considered a few different countries. We looked at France, and obviously we were thinking about the proximity to Scotland, which is where I'm from, and we ended up moving to Ireland. And a couple of friends that I had in Scotland who were from Ireland, I mean, I approached them and said, listen, we're moving to Ireland, where should we go? And both of them independently said, go to the West. So I don't know what it is about us or about the West, but anyway, that's where they told us to go. So that's how we ended up coming here.
So you came here, but you started working locally as well.
Yeah, that's right. We both wanted to work outdoors, and I managed to get myself an interview in the Falconry Centre, the Falconry School at Ashford Castle. And my wife Anya came along to my job interview, which was basically just a hawk walk. For anyone who's ever been there, it's a fantastic experience. You go and you get to fly a hawk or two. And that's what we did. That was my job interview. And Anya came along with me, and she ended up getting a job at the same place as well. So it was a job interview for both of us. And we worked there for 3 seasons, and it was great. And it really got us connected with the nature around here. So it was a fantastic job, yeah.
And it's beautiful over there as well. And you're on the right side of the border as well, in terms of the castle being on the Galway side. But you're looking out over the Corrib, and it's really idyllic.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. I remember when we went for that first visit down to the Falconry School, and we walked down this little tree-lined lane down from the Falconry School down to this long avenue, which they call Broadwalk. And it's this huge, long, straight, very wide kind of avenue in the grounds of Ashford. Mm. And what they've got there are these gigantic trees. They're called Monterey Pines. And they were put there, presumably, by the Guinnesses. And they're absolutely gigantic. I mean, they're bigger than any other kind of tree that grows around here. They're just like buildings, you know, they're massive. And I remember just walking out onto this avenue and looking up at these, feeling totally dwarfed by these trees and just thinking, oh my God, you know, like, maybe I'm going to get a job here, maybe we're going to get to work here, maybe we're going to get to live here. So that was an amazing moment, yeah.
And there's another beautiful walkway and woodway in between Cong and here. I think it's Lady Guinness's residence there along the lake as well. There's a lot of beautiful different woodland tracks along the way.
It's amazing. You can walk or cycle all the way between Cong and Clonbur and back again without really going on any road at all, apart from maybe one very quiet road crossing. There are tunnels which the Guinnesses put in to facilitate the travel between the castle and where they used to, they used to hunt grouse, I think, up on Mount Gable here. Yeah. And you can use that route now, and it's a lovely off-road route. And now we've got a new local link bus in as well. So now there's a new option opened up, which means you can walk. You only have to walk in one direction. You don't have to walk back. You can walk down to Cong, and you can catch the bus back to Clonbur.
That'd be the route I'd be taking, I think. Now you're no stranger to radio, Ed, because you're from a radio background. Is it new to you being on this side of the mic, though?
Yeah. I normally try to just point it in the other direction and
hope for the best.
And hope for the best. Yeah, you know how it is. So that's what I do. I work in audio. I make, I make things like bits of radio and podcasts and things like that. And I also make geolocated audio trails, which are like kind of audio guides that are triggered by GPS as you walk around a certain area. So.
And one of those very close by as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the latest one I did was in Headford, the Headford Lace Trail. That was finished last year, and fantastic experience making that. And it's a wonderful story. If anybody hasn't been there, it's a great way to discover it, even if I say so myself. It takes about an hour to do the trail, and you get to meet some people from the sort of from the actual lace industry. I'll say no more than that. There are some there's some time travel involved as well. So yeah.
And your wife works locally, and I must say my mouth was watering as I was walking up by it this morning.
Yeah, you caught the whiff of pastries on the wind. Yeah, if the wind's blowing the right way, you can smell it all the way as you're coming in from the village. So she opened a bakery with her partner a couple of years ago, and it's still going strong. It's become part of the life of the village, I think, and we're all absolutely delighted that it's there. And yeah, so it's Joyce Country Bakery, and they bake sourdough bread and amazing cakes, and they do great coffee as well. But anyway, this is not commercial content, I'm just being honest.
But it's really a great name, Joyce Country, because you're heading into the Joyce Country now from here as you go into the Gaeltacht as well. But no, it's all very interesting. It's nice to see that people have moved to the area, and the love you have for it, you can really see it there. What are your favourite memories since you've moved here?
Oh, geez. For the first few years when we were working in Ashford, you know, we were very, very busy. It was a hard job, and we were renting a little cottage up on the hill here, and honestly, we didn't see that many people, but things all changed. We moved to another house closer to the village and joined the community council. And that was really the turning point where we started meeting loads of people. And I remember one night in particular, there was a concert on at All Saints Heritage Centre. Pierce Doherty, bassist out of the Soul Doctors, was putting on a series of concerts there at the time. And this folk group, Ye Vagabonds, were playing, and we just offered to help out on like the bar or the refreshment stand, let's say, such as it was, and it was just a beautiful moment. I remember just like meeting all these new friendly faces with all of this beautiful music, and it was kind of an amazing introduction to the musical culture of the area as well, you know, and just feeling sort of welcomed in, you know. And yeah, so the community council for us was a big way into like meeting people. So those kind of memories would be very strong for me. And then, like I said before, you know, like working in Ashford in the falconry, we got really started to in touch with the natural assets of the area, and that's been a huge part for us. You know, we've spent hours and days and nights in the woods there, exploring and learning about it. And some of the best memories I have here are, you know, time by the lakeside swimming, or just lying for hours underneath the trees listening to the birds and things like that. You know, that really matters a lot to me. So
we'll have to get a rod for you now very shortly. As well. Go out there with Tom. He's actually gone already. I think he must be halfway across the Corrib already.
So he is,
but Ed Colson and before that Tom O'Sullivan, thank you both for joining us on Community Matters. And you gave me a lovely segue as well, because still to come we're looking at the Community Council and some of the issues affecting people in the area. If you want to get involved, text and WhatsApp us right now, ring reception, and email comments at goibfm.ie. Good morning.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall Galway, located on the Monavay Road.
Kern Galway Bay FM and Shrack Community Matters of Lougher Limwinu O'Chomishu Nimeon.
You're welcome back into Burke's Bar in Clonbur for Community Matters. I'm joined across from me now by Hazel Gilligan. Hazel, good morning.
Good morning, Gorgas Fochikaji on Ari.
Do you want to do this in Long Gaelga, Hazel?
No, it's like Shinkarkamorga, Margaret.
You moved from Sligo, Hazel, first. Tell us about how you got to Clonbur.
Well, I'm here almost 11 years.
Wow.
Met the big tall Galway man, which enticed me to come to Clonbur, so I'm here ever since.
And you're here ever since, and the Galway man you met from here, I drove by his business on the way in.
Yes, Burke's Garage in Clonbur, and best garage locally.
I believe it's a family affair in there.
Yes, it is, yeah. His parents are there working, and his brother and himself.
And you?
And I've just started working there also, yes.
Fair play to you. Now, talk to me about the issues in the area in Clonbur on Arca, because I know there's lots of plans to develop things in the area. You're looking for a footpath.
Yes, we're always trying to improve Clonbur. We're looking to get a footpath from the village itself all the way back to Petersburg Educational Centre. And this would also incorporate the GA pitch, so just that everyone could walk back safely or cycle if they prefer, back as far as the GA pitch and then on further to Petersburg, where you can swim there as well in the summertime.
And what stage is that at, or has it been given?
That has been rejected.
It's been
so
rejected.
We're hoping that that may come back on to Galway County Council's agenda, but as of now, no.
Okay, and you're also looking to improve safety in the village. What plans do you have?
Yeah, so with a lot of traffic going through Clonbur, we're looking for another speed ramp, and also traffic calming outside the community centre. Speed ramp will be on the Clubbrack Road. So again, these are things that are on the agenda for infrastructure for the community council, but we're coming through a few
Important though, those measures, because it's a busy area. You're at the epicentre and the gateway into Connemara. A lot of tourists passing through. It'll be important for the local children to have that type of
measure. Yes, a little bit
measure.
Of safety within the village, yeah, because it is busy. It is a busy village, traffic going through, but these will be ideal if we had them, but hopefully we'll come across these again.
Now, you're my designated victim from the community council locally, and I know that they're very involved and very busy in the area, as Ed's mentioned as well. Talk to us about some of the plans you have in store.
Well, every year we have annual celebrations, St. Patrick's Day Parade and the festival afterwards. Each year we have Féile Le Céile Festival, generally in August time, but this year it's going to be the end of June.
Okay.
So we always have a barbecue and there's live music on the streets. It's always, and we incorporate it then with the Féile na Sléibhte, which is the walking festival around the local area, and hill walking. Halloween, we have spooky walks down the woods, and then there'll be some kind of entertainment. Last year we had a flamethrower and juggling flames of fire. And then at Christmas time, we have the Christmas country markets in the community centre, and Santa Claus, of course, is here for all the children. So there's always something going on in the community, which is brilliant. Mm. And lots of people have remarked on this, New people move into the area, that there's always something on in the area.
Mm. The big project, though, is the centre.
And you're looking at the community centre.
You're looking to get a lease off the GAA for that.
Yeah, so that's just kind of hopefully be finalised soon enough. We'll have a long-term lease with them. The community centre is in an ideal location right here in the middle of the village. We are applying for grants at the moment, and the aim is to get that up and running this summer. It needs a lot of modernisation, a lot of repairs, and we want to develop facilities for teenagers. We have a gorgeous woodlands playground here in Clonburr for children under the age of 12, really. But to get maybe an AstroTurf up outside the community centre for the teenagers in the area to come and use them.
Because where do teenagers in the area go at the moment for a bit of nightlife and socialising?
They really have to go to probably Ballinrobe or Cong to get, for AstroTurf to say, or...
Yeah.
Other sporting facilities. So to have it here in the village will be just phenomenal.
And the Pride of Place is very active locally.
They are phenomenal, yes. Pride of Place, they won this prestigious award of Pride of Place back in 2016. They are keeping our village looking gorgeous all the time. They're always refreshing plants. And the planters, last year they put a new sculpture in. Every Sunday they have litter picking. So if anyone, all the new people that come to the area, old people that are here already in the area, they're very welcome to join in on this on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. If you can't make it, you can also adopt a patch where you would just keep a certain area clean and litter free. But all the details are on the website, clubbrack.ie. So.
Now, as we mentioned, you moved here from Sligo 11 years ago following love, but your first introduction to Clonburr, tell me about that.
My first introduction here. Well, I have to say the people of Clonburr, they have embraced me with open arms. They've been absolutely brilliant. I know no other, I'm nearly getting a bit emotional thinking about it. I know no other community like it. They are unreal, the people here. I was telling you a story, my cousin came from Sligo for a night out in Clonburr a good few years ago now, and she...
As you do.
Of course, it's the epicentre of socialisation here in Clonburr. She came and she was blown away. Everyone's so friendly, but they were saying she thought I was a bit of a celebrity around here. It's not true. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a mere resident. But everyone is so friendly here. She couldn't get over this. And everyone then in turn was so friendly to her. So this is why I think people keep returning to the area and want to live in the area, because... their people are so good and so friendly, and there's so much to get involved in. There's singing groups, knitting, crochet groups. If you're not into sport, there's GA here. Like, there's anything you want to do, it can happen here.
And there seems to be a great community spirit, because I know a lot of people that we'll have on today are on about sort of the family feel and raising a family here and how safe and accommodating
100%.
It feels.
100%. And I actually remember when I moved here first, a lovely retired vet in Clamorris said to me when I'm here with my three children, that is one of the nicest places you could ever rear a child.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would stand over that too. It's just brilliant. It's a lovely, lovely community, and everyone looks out for each other. It's really, really nice, and it's a bit soppy maybe, but it is lovely. Cheesy.
And you have your pick of stuff here, whether it's Mount Gable or the two lakes. Where do you like to go as a bit of an escape locally?
I'm definitely born and bred beside the sea. I love the water, so I love getting into the lake for a dip.
Which lake?
Oh, I'd be Loch Mask now. I know Tom Dock said something about it.
Oh, I don't know now.
But to go kayaking out in the Carb, like I did that last summer, and it took my breath away.
Wow.
The scenery from the lake, which you never see Clonburr or surrounding areas from a lake, unless you're out on it, obviously.
Yeah.
But oh my God, it's just beautiful.
We could be troubled waters now, but what is it about Loch Mask you prefer? Will I get you a green and red flag?
No, definitely not. I told you I'm a Sligo girl. No green and red here. Thanks very much.
You're not going to Markfitch Park, are you, the
of
family?
Of course I am.
Are you?
Yeah, heading down to Stephen.
And who are you shouting for?
Oh, obviously, I'm Sligo until I die.
And who are the rest of them shouting for?
Galway, yeah.
You're
and we've a replay of that with the Sligo under-20s and Galway under-20s on Wednesday.
That's
so, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, it's going to be all happening. Are you going to that game as
I
well?
I am, yeah.
You're diehards.
Yeah.
You're diehards. Look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Hazel Gilligan. Thank you for joining us on Community Matters here in Clonbur. Next up, though, we're looking at heritage in the area, and we have Geraldine Moran joining us, and we've plenty more between now and 12 noon. If you want to get comment into us, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 091 77 0077, and email comments at goibfm.ie. We're back next.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road. A new way to car shop.
The Community Matters series is brought to you by Galway Bay FM and is funded by Commission na Meán.
Imagine what we're doing, Galvia. August Falchukaji Community Matters. Lum Hain, John Morley. August Tha Geraldine Mara in a sea in Acalum. Geraldine, imagine what August Inishdom fui on Gaelgas the counter show.
I will too, yeah. Thomas, come on here, imagine. Thomas, I'm going to take care of the naughty. August, as Shin Thomas Fear Brodul. You know, we're here, we're in the Gaeltacht here in Clonbur, and we're very proud of that. The language is very much alive here. It's very much spoken, and it's very visible in the community, which is wonderful. All our schools are Lán Gaeilge for a long time back, and that hugely helped revive the Irish language when that happened. And with the support of Stefan Shoiger, our language officer with the Plan Seanga, Duhigioga and Tormacady in recent years, that really revived the language again and gave it a new lease of life. It made it much more spoken in the area. It's more visible in the area. You know, it's wonderful to see it. And if you pass the school on any given day now and you see the kids outside and you hear them playing and talking in Irish, and if you attend any events in the school like Christmas plays or end-of year plays, and you see the kids on the stage talking happily in Irish, and in particular the kids that came here that aren't from here, and many of them came here that even English wasn't their first language, and now to see them happily speaking in Irish, like, it does, it lifts your heart. It's wonderful. It's fabulous.
I was talking to a lot of people in the area, and they said that sometimes the kids have a lot more Irish than some of the adults in the area, so it shows what can be done if people put the work in at grassroots level.
And the schools, you know, really are the heart of it, because once they start at that age in the school and they have the love of the language and they can speak it, it stays with them, and it's fabulous.
Now, we're also talking about the All Saints Heritage Centre, and this is one of the things that's come up a lot in conversation here as well, but it's a beautiful building and a lot to it.
Yes, it's fabulous. It was our Protestant church just on the edge of the village, a beautiful location just under the road here outside the village, and it was gone to ruin, and a wonderful group of local volunteers, completely voluntary, put in a huge fundraising effort years ago, particularly in 1996-97, and they started a restoration project, and that was completed, beautifully completed. It's a fabulous building, that was completed in 2016, and it opened as our local heritage centre. So it's here to promote, you know, all of our heritage from all the different communities, to promote the arts, visual and performing arts, you know, to promote the Irish language. And it does that very well. It's also available as a wedding venue, which is beautiful for that, a beautiful wedding venue. So it's a real gem in Clonbur. It's fabulous, and not many villages are lucky enough to have something like this.
Definitely multi-purpose. And you said wedding venues, is that civil marriages?
Yes, civil marriages. So it's popular for that, and the location is beautiful, and the village itself has all the facilities to offer for those ceremonies, and it's a real gem in Clonbur, and we're very, very proud of it.
And it's great to have a centre like that. I know it's not just for Clonbur, but it's for the wider region as well, as you come into the Gaeltacht to promote all the culture, whether that's music, history,
language. And like, you'll travel, you know, quite a long way from Clonbur, either side of Clonbur, to find a venue like it. You know, it's beautiful, and we're very lucky to have it.
Now, talk to me about the other things you're involved in the area. I know the Community Council and Pride of Place are very close to your heart as well.
Very close, yeah. Involved in both of those, just help out where we can, you know. Very proud of the village Pride of Place. We do our very best to keep it looking well, and, you know, try and to keep it looking as well as we can, to keep it clean. Litter isn't a huge problem here, but like everywhere else, it's still a problem. You know, we still have to keep on top of it, but it's not a huge problem in Clonbur. I have to say, people are very good, but the village is lovely. We try with planting, all the rest. We try to keep it sustainable. We stick to our biodiversity plan. We have plans down the road to open a community garden down here close to the playground, which will be wonderful when it's open. That's somewhere we hope to have trees planted, you know, like blackberries, raspberries, fruit trees, all that type of thing, where people can go in, they can sit, they can enjoy themselves. We have lots of plans for that garden, and hopefully it'll take a couple of years, but we will get there with it. But
there seems to be a great respect locally for the local environment, because how could you not when you see Mount Gable in the background and the two lakes either side and the forest? It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful, and I hope we never forget that. It is beautiful, and, you know, sometimes when you're here every day, it's only maybe when you go away somewhere else and you kind of think, you know, this is beautiful, but when you think, when you come back and you say, oh God, Clonburr, you know, it is. It's beautiful. There's no point saying it is.
And what's life been like for you in Clonburr? Have you stayed here all your life, or what's the last few years been like for you in Clonburr?
No, I grew up locally, and then I moved away for a little while, and I came back then when I got married, but I was never far away. And I've they're teenagers now, and it was a great place to bring children up. It was fabulous. It was safe. It was happy. There was always something going on for them. We had every facility here, really, that we needed. You know, we really have. Like, it's fantastic. You might have to travel a little bit for some things, but really and truly, there's always something going on for the kids. You know, it was safe. They had sport, they had something going on in the arts always. There was something for everybody here, and it was a safe. We had the outdoors, which was wonderful. And really, you know, you can maybe sometimes travel and go to all these other things outside the community, and very often down the woods is where they have the memories, and, you know, having a bit of fun with friends, meeting up, having a swim in the lake, that type of thing. We have all of that. Like, as teenagers, they love climbing Mount Gable now. You know, it's fabulous. It's brilliant.
And there's a lot of unique things in the area, whether that's, I know the sheep farming is quite big, and the fishing as well. So there's a lot of things that are quite unique to the area, and you get a lot of the fishermen in throughout the year as well.
We do, yes, yeah. And they've been coming here for, you know, years, repeat over the years, and they love coming back to Clonburr, and it's lovely to see their faces again.
And another thing that struck me as I was coming through the town this morning, and I won't name them all out, but there's a lot of real local businesses. It's a lot of them traditional businesses and the ones that have always been here, they've survived to the modern day, which you can't say about a lot of other towns, villages in Galway.
You know, you drive through a lot of the towns and it strikes you, you know, they don't have this. We really have, and we're very, very lucky like that, that we're lucky that they have survived, you know, through the time. And it's great to have them locally. As I say, we don't have to travel for lots of things.
And do you have a favourite memory from throughout the years that stands out in your mind, or are you allowed to tell us on radio?
Oh, we have lots. I suppose I have a great love for the festivals and all the things we've done, and the memories of the kids with different Halloween festivals and that type of thing. It's just, you know, to see the joy it brought them and the fun it brought to ourselves organising them as well. That type of thing is memories that stick with the children, and that's happy, you know. And even with ourselves going back, when I went to school in Clonbrack locally, we had a wonderful teacher, Mrs. Somerville, Sadie Somerville, and she, you know, gave us a love for our, she brought us, you know, Irish dancing, we did Dromiacht. In those years, there wasn't that many schools doing those things, and I think it gave us a great love for it. You know, we were brought to the Tyveark and all over the country dancing and different things, and it gave us a great love for it, and it was wonderful, fabulous.
And I know that GAA is a big obsession. We'll be hearing from Steve and Joyce later on, and I see there's a big poster cut out of a man behind us as well. It's an obsession here.
It is. It's huge. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, if you're down there on the pitch of any evening, we have a beautiful pitch in Clonbrack, and if you're down there any evening, it is absolutely full with every age down there playing, having fun, like from the tiny ones right up. It's fabulous to have. It's a great interest for them and a great facility to have there.
And the All Saints Heritage Centre, it's keeping you busy. If people want to visit and pop along, what's the best way of getting information on it?
Yes, we have a website, All Saints Heritage Centre website, and all the information is there about booking it for different events, workshops, weddings, any event that you want there, and all our events coming up are on there as well.
Brilliant. Geraldine Moran, thank you for joining us on Community Matters this morning. Still to come on the programme this morning, it's very busy. We have Johnny Coyne coming on. He is from the Loch Corrib Adventure, set it up himself, and he's a great story to tell. Has he difficulties as a youth, but he managed to funnel his energies into more positive things. We also have the City Tribune headlines with Dave O'Connell, the Connacht Tribune Group editor, a busy edition of the paper today. We're also looking at community organisations locally. We have Mike Dolan from the Zambia Housing Project, Mark Finn, who'll be talking about the community, the Connemara Social Housing. And we've Rose Sheen Birch about a lovely story about how a Syrian family have been integrated into the locality. So all that's still to come. As well as that, we look at history, because Trish Walsh is joining us, and there's a lot of history in the area. If you're into the Land League in that period of Irish history, there is a lot of very interesting facts, and some of them are murderous in nature, so stay tuned for that. We have sport. Stephen Joyce of the GAA fame, very big in Clonbur GAA, but also in Galway GAA. He's joining us to talk about his memories of the area. And so too is a young lady called Kate Dillon, who is very, very prestigious in the golfing circles and has won lots as well. We have music. Barney McCabe joins us with his sister Helen, and also a very talented young musician, Tara Boyle, who'll be playing the Illan Pipes. And we finish off the day by speaking to Anne Kine and Adrian Birch. So all that plus lots more coming up on Community Matters today. If you want to give us your memories of Clonbur on ARCA, do so to our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 091 770 077, and email comments at galwaybayfm.ie. If you're in Clonbur, or if you're in that north Galway area as you come into the Gaeltacht, do pop over to Chivurca, Burke's Bar and Restaurants and say hello to us, because the crack is starting to pick up, I think. There's a few of them, they're not dancing yet. No, Barney's getting set up in the back. So do say hello to us and come in. And we're here with you right through until 12 o'clock on Community Matters. And we'll be back with you after news right now, because we'll be speaking with Johnny Coyne after news. And he has a great story to tell about how he's been all over the world. So all that plus lots more coming up on Community Matters. Good morning.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motorball. Drive happy in Windsor Motorball Galway with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.